Part 1. Four Fables. 1. The Dog Who Carried the Meat. A dog was crossing a river holding a piece of meat in his mouth. Catching sight of his reflection in the water, he believed that it was another dog who was holding a bigger piece of meat. So, dropping his own piece, he leaped into the water to take the piece from the other dog. But the result was that he ended up with neither piece. One didn't even exist and the other was swept away by the current. This fable applied to the covetous. 2. The North Wind and the Sun. The North Wind and the Sun had a contest of strength. They decided to allot the palm of victory to whichever of them could strip the clothes off a traveler. The North Wind first tried his power. He blew with all his might. As the man clung onto his clothes, the North Wind attacked him with greater force. But the man, uncomfortable from the cold, put on more clothes. So, disheartened, the North Wind left him to the sun. The sun shone moderately, and the man removed his extra cloak. Then the sun darted light which was more scorching until the man, not being able to stand the heat, took off his clothes and went to take a dip in a nearby river. This fable shows that persuasion is often more effective than force. 3. Cutting a mark on the boat to find the sword. One day, a man from the state of Chu was crossing a river by boat. Due to carelessness, his sword which hung at his side fell into the water. Not in the least worried, he slowly took out a small knife and cut a mark on the side of the boat. Someone on the boat asked him, "Why don't you jump into the water at once to fish for your sword? What's the use of making his mark on the side of the boat?" He pointed to the mark on the side of the boat, saying unhurriedly, "There is no need to worry. My sword fell into the river at this marked place. As soon as the boat reaches the dock and pulls into shore, I will jump down from here to retrieve my sword." 4. Startling the world with a single cry. It had been 3 years since King Duong of Chu ascended the throne, but he had neither issued a law nor dealt with any state affairs. Furthermore, there were no deeds worth mentioning. All the civil and military officials of the court couldn't understand what was the matter. One day, a military official quietly asked King of Chu in the carriage, "Your Majesty, I heard that in the south, there was a big bird dwelling in the hills. 3 years passed, it neither flew nor cried. Could your majesty tell me the reason?" King Duong of Chu smiled and answered, "It didn't spread its wings to fly for 3 years in order to grow full-fledged. It didn't cry for 3 years in order to carefully observe the conditions of the people in the world. This bird, once it flies, will soar high into the sky. Once it cries, it will startle the world with a single cry." Another half a year passed before King Duong of Chu began to personally administer state affairs. He abolished the old rules and regulations, issued 9 new policies, sentenced 5 ministers to death for their evil deeds, and promoted 6 persons with real talents. From then on, the state of Chu became stronger and stronger.